Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Big win for the Indians last night. A lot of rain, but you get a one-run win over the Chicago Cubs. And Terry, you did it in a unique fashion, using your closer after a rain delay in the fifth inning. With the bases loaded, Cody Allen got the final out in the fifth, worked the sixth inning. It's unusual. Tell us about that.
Well, when it started raining, you know, like we always do, Mickey and I get together, and we were, you know, Danny was done. We knew that. We couldn't send him back out. So, you know, you start going over possibilities and what we should do. And, you know, Zepp was our first possibility, and that's a good one. But if he happens to give up a hit or a walk, now we're going to get that line moving. And we didn't want to do that. And the more I was thinking about it, I was like, you know, Cody's the guy we go to. But it's certainly, like you said, out of the ordinary. And the more I thought about it, Mickey sort of seemed like he was kind of getting on board. So we went and got Cody, and I wanted to see his reaction. And he was fired up, and that's all I needed to hear. And he said, I'll do it if I go out for the next inning. I'm like, you can go out for the next three innings. So I called Chris and kind of just told him what I wanted to do, and I think he got on board with it. And, you know, it's something you can't do all the time, because you can't warm up your closer in the fifth inning. But this was a unique set of circumstances, and everybody did a good job, starting with Cody. Mm-hmm. You know, Zach came in. Zepp got a big out. Shaw got the last four. I mean, our bullpen really did a good job, and it was a fun game. Sometimes mixing it up a little bit can make it a little more interesting.
But it takes a closer who's willing to put the team first.
That is exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up. That's part of – there's a lot of things about Cody that excite us. But the team first, he'll do anything to win. And I love that. He doesn't care if it's the second inning. He wants to pitch in big spots, and he proved it. He just doesn't say it.
Terry, I know these are tough. You and I talked about it a little bit last night, but now you're managing against more and more of your friends. John Farrell, of course, in Boston. You might have at some point when Brad Mills was with the Houston Astros. And I know Kevin Cash is very special, the new manager of Tampa Bay. What made him special to you, Tito?
Oh, Hammy, I don't think we have time. I mean, anybody that's been around Cashy, it's so quickly apparent. He just impacts everybody. His personal skills, his people skills, the way he cares. I mean, the guys in the bullpen adored him, man. They just, you know, and I see why. I did. He impacts everybody. And he found a way to be very special to everybody he came in contact with, whether it was me or Chris or the guys in the bullpen. And he has a way where he doesn't take himself too serious. And it's easy to like him. And I know those guys over there. You can tell by the way they're playing. And it was, you know, we knew we were going to lose him. I just didn't think we'd lose him that fast. But watching him prepare for the interviews, you can see. I would have been surprised if he didn't get the job the way he prepared.
How tough is it for you going against a Kevin Cash, a John Farrell?
You know, Hammy, don't get me wrong. We want to win. And I know they do, too. But it's bitter. It's different. I mean, if they win, you're seeing him jump around over there happy, so you don't feel real good about that. But it's also one of your best friends. It is a little difficult. Now, when the game starts, nothing would get in the way of us trying to win. But it is one of my best friends. So, it's a little different.
And he's bringing in a pretty good club. I'm amazed, Tito, are you, how well they've played without some of their key starting pitchers?
Well, and they keep bringing pitching every night they're in the game. And they have a lot of young guys playing extremely enthusiastically and hard. They're taking extra bases. And they've obviously bought into his mentality and whatever he's talking about. And then you have the guys like Longoria that know how to play, and they're sitting right in the middle of the order. They got a good thing going.
What about you? Have you made an announcement yet as far as Sunday, or do we wait a little longer?
No, Cody Anderson's going to pitch. And it'll be his first major league start, and we're very excited for that. You know, he's gone to AAA and done really well. It's a case where a kid worked so hard in the offseason, and now the organization's seeing the benefits, and so is Cody. And he's going to get his first big league start, and we're really excited. And we'll bring him in. He'll probably fly in tonight. He can come tomorrow and kind of check, you know, be on the taxi squad and check everything out, just get it, kind of watch a little bit. And then he'll get on there Sunday and get after it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Rays coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.